Relax and indulge at Nemacolin's Woodland Spa and Holistic Healing Center, where you'll find relaxing massages and treatments, cutting-edge therapies, and traditional holistic practices to uncover life balance and overall wellness. Nemacolin's Holistic Healing Center offers guests innovative, personalized, and unique offerings, including yoga retreats, special services like infrared light therapy, cryotherapy, and more that you won't find anywhere else. To plan your wellness escape, visit nemacolin.com for more details.
Hey Babos, this is Chatty from Cheers Chatty, India's first and only beer podcast. So here we are with the October Breast Cancer Awareness Month podcast. And you know what, we're going to have this in two episodes, not just one. Because there's so much of work done by beer and the beer industry that we don't want to give you the pleasure of putting it all in just one episode. We're going to put it in two episodes. Plus, you know what, we've got two boobs, so why not two episodes for that too? I know, it's really a bad joke, but I was just trying to be a little funny and make it all casual. And not make it very, you know, clinical and academic since we are talking about a disease. So yes, here we are. The first thing that we're going to talk about is beer good for breast cancer and menopause? Now, since both of them are related to women. It's not that beer is good, but the beer has an ingredient called hops, which is used for flavoring and for bringing in the bitterness as well. And thanks to the potent phytoestrogen in hops, which is called 8-PN and also known as hoppin, it's supposed to be good. So yeah, the hoppier the beer, the better it is. Next time you pick up a hoppy beer, remember, somewhere it is supporting breast cancer and it's helping you fight it as well, in its own little way. Okay, talking about breast cancer, the one thing that always we think of is the pink ribbon. It immediately, you know, there's a visual that comes to our mind. So I wanted to, you know, read about that and speak about that as well. I'm very surprised that I realized that pink came into our lives and in our clothing somewhere in 1900s. And at that point of time, pink was affiliated with boys, do you know that? And not with girls. And pink was actually, because boys are considered to be stronger, so pink was for them. And girls are dainty, delicate, gentle, so blue goes to them. Imagine it's all become a reverse. And who would have thought that women are nothing but dainty and gentle? Well, the person who actually thought that and gave that color as well needs one good chamat. So later on, in somewhere 1940s, you know, a pink became the feminine color. And of course, over 40 years, the pink ribbon was known to be born and it got its color pink as well. Again, over there as well, this, you know, a little kahani mein twist. Peach was actually the color for the ribbon and not pink. It's only much later that when pink became the color for females, that the ribbon also became pink. Amazing, na? How colors also changed their color. Well, such is life. Talking about, you know, colors and talking about boys as well, it's not just women, but it's also men who are prone to breast cancer. And there is a foundation by the name John W. Nick that aims at working towards educating people about the risk of breast cancer in men. So that's the time when in the year 1996, a pink and blue ribbon was also designed. And this was designed to recognize breast cancer in men. I seriously hope we just have one color, yeah. Why this entire thing about pink for girls and blue for boys and different colors and different ribbons? Just keep one simple and curable one. Well, let's see when that happens, and I hope it happens really soon. Again, when you talk about breast cancer, you always think about the month October. And you wonder, why is it just October? Why is it not any other month of the year? So this again happened because in America, they have something known as National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And this really happens in the month of October, where an international health campaign is organized by a whole lot of major breast cancer charities to raise awareness about the disease and to raise funds for its research, cause, prevention, diagnosis, treatment and cure. So they do a whole lot of things, you know, to support people who have the ailment, and you know, also most importantly, that people need to get in an early screening done. As we all know, prevention is better than cure. And since that happens in the month of October, so obviously, you know, the Breast Cancer Awareness Month also is named and done in the month of October. And this is followed across the globe, not just in America now. So finally, now let's talk about beer. What has beer got to do with breast cancer and what it really does to support it? In fact, there's a whole lot of things that it does. Like I always say, beer is not just about cheer. Beer is about compassion, it's about care. It lends its hand to you whenever you want to have a beer, but it does more than that too. So I'm going to be talking about two breweries. Both of them are in America, in California. One of them is Angel City Brewery. This is a very nice brewery. When you walk into this, you feel like you're walking into a grungy, you know, exposed wall. A lot of artists over there. There's pop art and people are making jewelry and selling out there as well. The music is extremely peppy at Angel City Brewery. And they've been around for a very long time and also known as a leader in the craft beer scene in California. So Angel City Brewery does something known as Pink Pines. So they actually release a beer which is pinkish in color and it's called Sazberry. And for every glass of beer that they sell, a dollar is donated to a foundation called Keep a Breast Foundation. And this foundation does work to educate and empower young people about breast cancer awareness and prevention. Amazing, now. And there's also one more brewery that I'm going to be talking about. That's the Slow Brewery. Slow Brew. That's again in California. But before I do that, I just want to tell you is that beer works not just in terms of giving a part of its funds for charity and, you know, and to support the cause. It goes down to actually to the grassroots level. Rather, in this case, it's grain root level. They brew and craft a beer which is specifically for this cause itself. So, you know, when you talk about Slow, they're someone who has partnered with Beer for Boobs, which is a non-profit organization. And they also do a whole lot of charity, including brewing a beer, which is called Blood Orange Cali Squeeze. And this comes in extremely interesting pink packaging. So the cans are all in pink. Oh, and one more thing, you know, their beer only comes in cans because they believe that, you know, that's cans are something, you know, to-go beer. You can just take it and have it and go wherever you want with it. And that's something that reflects in the personality of Slow Brew as well. Then, you know, they're very light-headed, spirited guys, surfers and ranchers. They truly live the life of California. You know, it's completely a cool breeze out there. Even the music, the place that you see, it makes you feel so comfortable and you just want to sit there for hours together. I also read somewhere that, you know, their entire brewery was built around a rock. So it's not just about the brewery. I mean, the causes that they support is rock solid. Cool, na? Really very cool. I love beer, man. This is one of the reasons. Anyway, so beer, Slow Beer has raised, say, around $5,000 to support Beer for Boobs. And they do this over and over again every year. In fact, their contributions also double. Because the beers are so popular, their reach is also nationwide. So why just stop to just one small amount? And yeah, and one of the co-owners of the place, his name is Hamish Marshall. He quoted and said that a lot of their fans, family and friends have been, you know, affected by breast cancer. So they feel very proud to continue and partner with Beer for Boobs to help raise awareness for this great cause. I really believe it's Beer is so compassionate, so caring, and so charitable. So yeah, that's these are the two breweries that I really wanted to speak with you guys about. And very soon I'll come up with one more episode covering two more breweries and talk about Beer for Boobs at length too. So that's it, people. That's it, Babus. You take good care of yourselves. Be in the pink of good health. Drink good beer. And all you women, including men, please get a screening also done whenever you have doubts. Because breast cancer is something that, you know, it's not an evident cancer. It just, you know, sometimes it just comes and hits you at the last stage. Or I would rather say later stages. Sorry, I didn't mean that. God bless you guys. Take care. Good night. Cheers.